Now to campaign 2021 on WTOP. The race for Virginia governor and other statewide and local contests ends with Election Day tomorrow. Now the margins are razor thin in the battle between Republican Glenn Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who joined us earlier this afternoon.
Well, now it is time to hear live from the GOP nominee for governor, Glenn Youngkin. Mr. Youngkin, it's good to have you this afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's so great to be with you. We're on day 10 of our 10-day bus tour. The crowds have been huge. The momentum is strong. And we're really looking forward to tomorrow, where all the voters come out and choose our next governor.
All right, let's talk about a couple of issues. Education has emerged as maybe the top issue in this election. But your opponent and other Democrats are arguing that critical race theory is not taught to children in Virginia public schools, mostly taught in colleges and law schools. How do you respond to accusations that you have distorted this issue just merely to stoke anger and resentment and to bring out voters?
Well, this is what my opponent does. He's a 43-year political operative, and the sun is setting on his 43-year career. And what he does is he makes up things. I mean, the reality is the beginnings of critical race theory in Virginia schools started during his administration. There's all kinds of training memos that have been put out, and You go to the Board of Education website, you find books on teaching critical race theory on the school, and there's a memo that went out from the state superintendent Lane on actually teaching critical race theory in the school. So it's silly to say that it's not there, and it's just more of the mistruths that Terry McAuliffe has been espousing that really have been representative of his entire campaign. The reality is Virginia parents have a right to have a fundamental say in their children's education. He doesn't think so. He wants government between children and their parents. And I want to embrace parents and teachers and children and build an education system that prepares our children for life. We'll fund a record amount into it. We'll raise teacher salaries. We'll invest in facilities. We'll invest in special education. We'll press forward with charter schools so parents have school choice within the school system. And this is going to be a new day for Virginia education. We're going to get our kids prepared for life.
Listen, I want to follow up on this because Terry McAuliffe, of course, during the debate said that parents shouldn't be as involved in education. But really, he was talking about Toni Morrison's book and the fact that you and some parents would like to see it globally acclaimed literature banned because some parents find the content inappropriate. So the question is, if you do agree with that premise, where would this end, and is it a slippery slope in schools?
Well, of course, this issue has absolutely nothing to do with a book. This issue is around a bill that Terry McAuliffe vetoed that would give parents insight into the curriculum that their children are learning and just give them the option to trade out books that they thought were inappropriate. It had nothing to do with banning books. Again, Terry McAuliffe is making all of this up because he can't stand on his 2 feet on his own policy.
So you don't think Toni Morrison's book should be banned from schools?
No, there's no such thing as banning books. This is about giving parents visibility in their kids' education. This is why we see such a disconnect between where Terry McAuliffe is and where, candidly, the vast majority of Virginia parents are, which is all they want is to have a say in their child's education. They want to be able to see what's happening in the classroom. And this is what Terry McAuliffe doesn't believe. He wants to shut parents out. We actually watched the Loudoun County School Board hide a sexual assault from parents, from the community, from kids. And kids had to be brave and stand up for themselves recently and walk out in front of the school and say, please protect us. This is the difference.
Okay, so you do not want that book banned.
Let me finish. I believe that parents have a fundamental right to have a say in their children's education, and this is not about banning books, and this is Terry McAuliffe mischaracterizing yet again what he believes. He believes that government should stand between parents and their kids, and I do not.
Mr. Youngkin, let's hear what your opponent, Terry McAuliffe, said about your campaign and former President Trump earlier today here on WTOP.
Listen, he's endorsed Youngkin 10 times. We've had 10 different endorsements of Glenn Youngkin with Donald Trump. Youngkin himself has said so much of the reason why he's running is because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the most disliked person in Virginia. They had the January 6th insurrection. After all of that, Glenn Youngkin said he was honored to have Trump's endorsement.
Well, Donald Trump is holding a tele rally on your behalf here later on this evening. You're choosing not to be there. How close are you to Donald Trump?
Well, not terribly, but again, what this is Terry McAuliffe doing anything to get the spotlight off of his failed record as governor and to not run head-to-head with Glenn Youngkin. I am on the ballot, And yes, President Trump is doing a teleconference for me tonight. And guess what? Governors across the nation did telecalls for me yesterday. And we had a Chinese American group do an auto rally for us last week. And we had people making their own signs and folks coming up from Alabama, knocking doors, and North Carolina and California campaigning for us. This is about unity. This is about bringing everybody together. People have never been in the same room or backing us. We were endorsed by the Hampton Roads Black Caucus. They endorsed Terry McAuliffe last time. This is about a new way to campaign, where we bring people together, as opposed to what my opponent does, which is try to spin divisive comments. He has shady PACs funding inappropriate racing.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
People show up at campaign events for us, and this is the difference in the campaign I'm running and the campaign that Terry McAuliffe
is running. Clock has run out, but I do need to say the president did very clearly to say that both of you believe in many of the same policies and that you do work very well together. So you're saying you're not that close to him.
Well, again, I believe that we should have low taxes, and we should have small government, and we should have good law enforcement and schools that teach our children how to think, not what to think. And we should have a growing economy with more jobs than people can take. And that's a fundamental Youngkin Republican stand. And this is why we have people coming behind us in this. And this is why Terry McAuliffe can't speak to any of these issues, because when he was governor, the economy stalled out. Our schools aren't educating our children appropriately. The crime rate went up, and we see our economy stalled out. It's just two very distinct views about the future of this great Commonwealth of Virginia. And this is why I will be so humbled to go serve all Virginians as the next governor.